Yeah, you all know Duox, well, he's from the boondocks. Lives in a box and his paycheck is rocks. Joe's agreed to diss him cause he thinks I'm the weakest player. Just to let you know, you're the sis and I'm the mayor. Duox's voice acting is really crappy. Whenever I'm going out, it's like I'm golfing like happy. Gilmore's not my name, but Duox better change, cause I'm a point to shame. If you came to lose, you don't play the game. Hey, you must know that I'm the main man. Can't rap or even get one fan, no wonder he's a one-man band. This is rap, no metal, no crap. When I'm at the finish, you're on the first lap, cause when you perform, no one will clap. I own you, I pwn you, you can't do that to me. Or else just like Bright Disaster, you'll have to pay the fee. Call me Charlie Sheen, cause I think I'm winning. When Duox is on the crapper, only shitting. Don't even try, you're already mine. No one can beat these rhymes, cause they're so fine. I'm already doing victory laps, cause I've won. Cause your goose is cooked, and you're being served well done.
Beast! Oh, that's beast, Conker! You beast, Duox? Show him.
Conker, man, that was pretty weak. First learn to rhyme, then learn to speak. What was going through your mind when recording your diss? I know, I'll make a rap!
No.
What happened? Did you just get out of bed? You're mumbling so bad, I can't understand a word you said!
My voice acting sucks, huh? Well, that's funny. For someone new so bad, I sure make a lot of money.
I don't understand, what'd you think you'd achieve? You think you could diss me?
You might as well leave.
And your vocabulary! Dude, there's something wrong. Do you ever use words more than 5 letters long?
Your rap was bad, man. You really dropped the ball.
When I listened to it, dude, I wasn't entertained at all. You think you stood a chance, man? You must be smoking. Just like Zayn, your ass got broken.
Oh my god.
That was awesome.
I'll let you speak now, Copper, if you want. Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah, wait, no, you can't go first. I just said you could just say that was awesome.
Oh.
Damn. Oh my god. My notes are just like LMAO Duox on all caps. Ah ha 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 ha. I was at the brink of tears and laughter. That was so good. Oh my god. Cassie, what'd you put?
Best rap of the whole group.
Best rap of the fucking show. Like, even
yes.
Last
oh
season.
God. That was so awesome.
That was so good. Wow. Okay, wait, let's get on. Okay, my Conker notes. I really liked your rhythm, Conker. I thought it was smooth in the beginning. I just feel your rhymes are not, like, they're not punching. They're not, like, they're more just, like, regular disses, or, like, if you're going to put someone down. I wanted them to be, like, more Duox-specific. Like, maybe name things, a rhyme specifically that would be about Duox, or, you know, something about his show. I think that would be a lot more effective than just saying, you know, like, you know, just like a generic rap. Like, if you could tell for Duox's, he got really specific with his, and it just made his that much more win. And I think it's really good that Duox also got to choose who battles who. That really helps. But it doesn't matter. Duox could have battled anybody, and he still would have freaking owned. You have any extra notes before we let Copper speak?
Yes. I have yet to say anything about Conker, so
okay.
I might as well.
That'd be nice.
I kind of liked how he was a bit laid back, but at the same time, I didn't think it kind of really fit, you know, for a rap battle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it needed to be, like, more, like, attacking more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't that. Duox is, I wouldn't want to go against Duox if I was in this competition.
No.
No way. If I was like, I have to rap against Duox, all right, I'd be all laid back. All right, Duox, you're the man, and I don't want you to be mean to me, so here, give me your hand. That's my rap. That's my Zayn improv.
That's your Zayn improv, you little homeboy there.
Go, Copper. You're allowed to
go,
speak.
Copper!
Go, okay. Anyway, I think, Conker, you like Duox said, you really gotta fix your mumbling. Man. You just gotta fix that mumbling. Anyway, I mean, it really brings the quality of the rap down, because if we can't hear what you're saying, we can't judge it correctly. Mm-hmm. And the flow was really laid back as opposed to Duox, who really, like, brought the energy with Shred Part 2! Anyway.
Just like Zayn, he got his ass. No, but I was saying maybe his music was too loud. Also, I wrote that down and forgot to say it.
Yeah, that's what I thought the problem was. Is the music was a little too loud as opposed to your voice.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I think both of you did well, but I think Drox did the best so far.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Copper, do you think you could take Drox up one-on-one?
Oh, I think I could take Drox on. I think.
Well, maybe you should have submitted. All right, we're going. Next up is Zane versus MVOAA. Thank you.
All right, Miss Voice of an Angel, how you doing? You doing good? Oh, that's good. Now, Miss Voice of an Angel, I'm gonna diss you right now. I'm gonna miss you right in the next episode. Because, hey, I'm gonna take you right out. I'm gonna kick you out on your freaking derriere. It's gonna be like the tortoise and the hare. I'm gonna be like the tortoise, and you're gonna be like the hare. Heck, you're black anyway, you should be able to rap. But you can't rap your way out of a freaking bag. You don't even know what the heck to even start with. It's like you're trying to beat me with a freaking star, you. And I got a freaking Pikachu. Every time you look around, I just say bless you. Every time you try to real singing, you just make a baby go crying. It's like really kinda sad, but hey, let's leave on this note, and that's the fact.
Dang, Zane! Oh, that was a little harsh, but I guess all's fair. Here we go. MVOAA, your turn.
Is this thing on? Oh, hey, Zane. Yeah, I'm cool. How about you? Anyways, so Zane, you think my feelings are hurt? I don't think so. I'm the hare and you're the tortoise, so don't that make you slow? And hey, what's with the Pokemon? That's kind of lame, Zane. I didn't realize you'd gone back to the fifth grade again. Well, if that's the case, let's make a list of things about you. You said I can't rap? Then what am I doing now? At least I ain't stuttering the words that come out of my mouth. Dang, Zane, you're kind of nerdy. I hope my rap isn't like yours. We're some of the night. Is that all you can say? Don't you have any better critiques to give away? So go home and listen to more Eminem and Dr. Dre. Sincerely, MVOAA. Have a nice day.
Ooh, yay.
All right, Cassie, you want to go first for the last one?
No.
You want me to go first?
No, I don't want you to go first.
Copper,
no, no one could go first. We must all go second.
Who was first?
I'm just going to go. Okay, Zane, I liked your energy on this. I think this was your best improv yet. Best of the night so far. Best of yours so far. And then MVOAA, I really liked her lyrics. I think she might have had an advantage going second into this. Like, I really liked MVOAA's style on this. I liked it more than her first one. Yeah, that's my little critique. Go, Cassie.
Miss Voice of an Angel, I agree. I think this one was a lot better than your the other one. Still some mumbly little bits for both of them. Also, gosh, I'm just like saying exactly what you said again, Blackjack. So everyone, just listen to his again and pretend I'm saying it. I have really the same thing to say.
Then they would have to hear his annoying voice twice.
No, first you hear the annoying one, then you hear the pretty voice, but it's the same critique, so it works out. It's like two different. It makes the show roll.
I'm Blackjack with the uterus. Hi.
It's beautiful.
I don't think that's the right.
All right. All right, Copper, you may critique.
All right. I disagree with you, Blackjack. I do not think this was Zane's best, because I actually think his first one was best. He didn't have any rhymes that were discernible, or either he did or they were too far apart, because I didn't really, like, grasp what he was trying to say. He kind of, like, jumped around a lot. Like, he was talking about one thing 1 second, then Pokemon were brought into the equation. And while I enjoyed the Pokemon, I don't think they had a place in here. But I think you also used bad wording. Like, I can't remember what the exact words are, but it was like, and that was kind of really sad. You don't really need to say kind of really, because that's just more. See, now I'm wording bad now. It's redundant is what I'm trying to say. Then MVOAA had better rhymes. It's just she mumbled a little bit too. But I think hers was better overall. She didn't have perfect rhymes. Like, sometimes she didn't rhyme at all. But overall, I liked hers better.
All right, well, your opinions don't matter. Your critiques are
obsolete.
Oh, my
opinions matter more than you do, Blackjack.
So, let's get on.
Children.
Everyone submitted. So there will be an elimination, finally. Oh my god. I never thought I'd have to get to this part in the show.
Yay, we get to make people suffer.
Alright, we are going to pause and then we will reconvene after we discuss. And we're back. We just had our little discussion. So it was so fun. Our first little elimination discussion. It feels like an actual show now.
Yay.
And so we had the same two people at the bottom. Pretty much we actually all agreed on who won each rap. We had Druox winning both of his raps, Bright Disaster winning both of his raps, and MVOAA winning the last rap, which means that Zane and Conker are in the bottom two for this week. So, since they didn't win any of their raps, they were suggested for elimination. We deliberated a little bit. And between the two, we decided that the performance that was more entertaining was this week. Oh, I'm gonna add some music. Music cue now. Zane, you are safe. Sorry, Conker. I really didn't like this because I liked having you on the competition, Conker. But yeah. So I'm sorry. Your trip ends here. Zane, you will be making it to the next round. So there are four people left in the competition: Druox, Miss Voice of an Angel, Bright Disaster, and Zane. Next round will be a group round. It is going to be kind of how it was last season, except instead of being Pokemon battles, we're going to do anime battles next week. You and your partners, and I'll partner you guys up in the email, you're going to be partnered up with another person, and you guys have to come up with a really entertaining anime-type battle. So it could be like Dragon Ball, you know, Bleach, Naruto, Pokemon, Digimon, any Teen Titans, any like anime, because anime, I really love watching anime. You like anime, Cassie?
Yes, I do.
Yes, it's really entertaining. So you're going to be competing against the
yeah,
other.
Fine, don't ask my opinion, Blackjack.
You don't matter, Copper.
Cassie, don't turn into a Blackjack. Nobody likes a Blackjack.
You're judging. Sit in the corner now.
I thought you went to sleep. Okay.
Sleep.
So yeah, there will be one elimination next week. The least entertaining performer of the four will be eliminated. You might want some tips, get together with your partner, talk about, you know, flesh it out what you want to do. Once again, have as much fun as you want with it. I think the more fun you have with it, the better it'll be. And yeah, thank you all for listening. I will see you guys next week. I'm going to end it like Bright Disaster. As always, I'm Blackjack AV.
And I am not Blackjack AV.
No, you are Blackjack AV.
And that's Copper. Goodbye.